Ramirez. Through here for Torres. He's going to score again. Oh, my word! He surely had to score again. And that other play cuts them off. That was an open, empty goal. And he failed to find it.
Well, I thought I'd seen it all over the...
Alright, good night everyone. Welcome to the FPL Vibes podcast episode 4. We call this one the Fernando Torres edition because we're missing. So, tonight we have, as usual, in the studio, Two Cents. We're going on Two Cents.
Hey, good night everybody. I'm the schoolman.
And we're also joined by our first guest from the Andrew Samuel League and Soka Warriors.net Fantasy League forums. JDB, what going on, JDB?
Hey, I just finally got my invitation, so I'm glad.
Welcome.
So for those who don't know, JDB is a long time veteran of the league, always up there, you know. So he's one of the first men we say had to come and bless us on the podcast. So we're happy to have him here. So what we doing basically this week is we just recapping the last week, few weeks and talk about how the side's going, and then we're going to look forward to the coming game week and just go through some picks. So how are you looking so far, fellas?
I all right. You know, my side kind of, I would say typical for the last couple of years, struggling, play my wild card already, ain't really going to benefit from it, and just hoping things turn around.
I mean, for me, my team in a mess right now. I'll be blunt. It's not looking good right now. I have like 5-6 men to get rid of, and the opposite of JDB trying to hold on to my wild card and not use it right now.
Yeah, I ain't looking too wholesome either. That's the point in short. I cap World Cup this last week here, and the man come off the bench and get one. Understand? That is just a significant of my season going so far, you know.
People tell me it's because we're doing the show trying to be experts, why our team's doing so bad.
You understand, Ben? Man, tell me that I had to shut down the podcast and thing, boy.
Yeah, so JDB don't look for improvements.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I look at it and I think all of us within about 20 points each other, just in the middle, real mid-table. So.
Yeah.
It's a long season. It's just 5 weeks. So you can make up for 50 to 60 points. But traditionally, you know, I know how things will go this year because, you know, like I said earlier, the league movement kind real kind of strange. Very hard to predict, you know, points based on fixtures and things. So
yeah, it seemed to me like, you know, like I have a partner who the man picky side the first week, he have Rooney captain, he have Nani, he have a couple other, you know, normal names, and he ain't changed his side since, and he laughing at me every week because he probably about 40 points ahead of me now, you know. It's like,
yep.
Make no sense putting in a set of work and watching.
He posted in first place in Andre Samuel League, only made 2 transfers for the year.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. We'll see how it go, you know. It's last week, it seems like Rooney and Aguero is all the points right now. So what do you think about the Torres miss win?
I will let JDB answer this.
Yeah, well, I was saying that, so I didn't see the game live, so I hear about the mess before I actually see it. And so when you hear about it, it sounds real bad. When you see it, it's not as bad as it sounds, you know? It bad, but the beat before the miss was a real good beat that should, it's a man with form that could do that. So I kind of look at it between the game he played in midweek where he set up 2 goals and then this game where he scored 1 and had plenty chances and looked like he set up men too. I would say the man rounding back into form, you know?
I agree with everything he just said there. I mean, I was in Barbados this weekend. My boys were talking on BBM, and I really thought it was like a absolutely ridiculous miss. Well, I mean, which it was, but I've seen worse. And he definitely back in form right now. But the only thing I will say is that I think Drogba's supposed to come back from his concussion soon. So I don't know if that'll put him back on the bench.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, it seemed the good thing now is that the way they're setting up the side with Mata and Mirilis and stuff is that he gained the game moving much faster for Chelsea. So with that, I think you'll get more the type of service he's kind of feed off because the team really wasn't set up with him before, you know?
Yeah, and if you notice also, Lampard get benched halftime too. I mean, because he's not suiting that style to help Torres.
Yeah, but our next thing to watch, to be fair, the way the team set up now also suiting Anelka a lot more. It's kind of sad that he didn't get any chance to play down in the middle because it kind of suited him too, because that's how he used to play at Bolton, that's how he used to play at, you know, Arsenal and PSG and thing, you know. So I think with Chelsea, whoever top up there will have a lot of rotation. The only man who looking nailed on is like Mata, you know. Sturridge will get some minutes, Drogba will get some minutes, Torres will get some minutes, but Mata is the man who will be right through.
I think the new coach believes in Sturridge too.
And what about that wild Arsenal game, boy?
Wow, well, I mean, Wenger, I think any other coach at a top four club would be fired a long time now. Like, even though he makes some transfers at the end, then there, I mean, I don't know what Arsenal gonna do this year. I'm really worried about them maintaining a Champions League spot for real. Like Blackburn, I mean, Yakubu and make points in fantasy in like 3 years, man.
I agree. I think Arsenal problems kind of it's some real deep down in the mentality of the players. I know what to say. Arsenal is a real head scratcher.
Even again, you know, Van Persie came out this week and say frustrated and all. I mean, that's the last one I would say like super world class talent that they have.
But I would say I blame them, you know. I mean, they, as far as I'm concerned, they're not really about trophies. They're about profit, because if you are the most profitable running business in the league, then you're supposed to be able to splash some cash, you know. I mean, that's work out too. Buy good players and win something and build your club from there, not just pocket, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, this kind of off tangent, but you really have to look at Wenger, because, you know, when you listen to him before and after the game, everything else, every good game is mentally strong, every bad game is mentally weak. These players must be wondering what is really going on, you know, because and then when you're watching men too, like Song and Juru and them, and even Pretty Hair and thing, you wonder if the men really focus on what they should be doing out there. You know?
Before the game with Manu, when Manu beat them 8-2, like before that game, Sir Alex come out and say he would have never allowed the team to go so many years without that trophy. Like, any other big coach, look, Chelsea, by Chelsea, you done gone about 3 years ago. Chelsea, Ancelotti win it double and then win anything the next year and he gone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you see, good for business. I mean, if you're buying players for 500,000 and sell them for 20 million, I mean, you want to fire that. It's a money machine, you know? What we're going to do, I think, now is look ahead to game week six. We're going to go through some of the fixtures and some of the people to watch. So the first thing we're looking at is captain for this week. So starting with 2 cents, who you like for captain this week?
I would go somebody we just mentioned briefly was Mata. I think Chelsea home to Swansea. I mean, they're making him one of the focal points of the team. So I'll look, especially if Lampard out, he might get some chance on free kicks as well. So if they put Lampard on the bench, I definitely looking for Mata to do big things.
Yeah, I think Mata due, but I will go with Adebayor this week. One, I bring him in. It's Tottenham. They're playing Wigan. So I kind of hoping he do something big, you know?
This week, funny enough that this is outside the box, which you would never say, but I go with Van Persie, home to Bolton. I mean, I expect some kind of reaction. I mean, they're losing points. They need to start somewhere, and Bolton been leaking goals for the season. So I expect Van Persie to have his first big game. Nice captain, what about each of us a cheap pick for the week? What do you say there, JDB?
Cheap pick for the week this week, I actually go in Petrov. And again, on paper, it didn't make no sense because they're playing away to Arsenal. You watch how Arsenal defending, and you look up, you know, Petrov getting the assists. And I see last week he take a penalty, which real surprised me. Yeah. And I could definitely see him scoring some points against Arsenal.
And what about you, 2 cents?
Well, following JDB just saying that he brought in Adebayor, so he thinks he's going to do well, I brought in Best from Newcastle. So, Newcastle home to Blackburn this week. I mean, I'm seeing some goals there. And he also got rest in the Carling Cup today. So, he's sure to start this weekend. And I'm hoping for Best to do something.
I have some partners who's called Best Drake, boy, because the man...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my cheap pick, basically, I go with Joey Barton at QPR. I mean, since he gone there and they buy the players, it seemed like they're real attacking again, plenty more chances, and that is like he side now, you know.
Yeah.
And he kind of scored big the last week there, so I'll looking for him again.
One question I have, since he, I haven't seen any games since he went there, does he take like free kicks on him, or
yeah.
I know they are not a rap fella.
Nah, he on free kicks. I'm not too sure about the corners, but he kind of taking some off of Tarap, and then he in the middle too, and they put Tarap out on the left. All right,
because so, I ain't really see any games since the bottom.
Yeah. Clean sheets for the week. Which teams you'll be looking at to get clean sheets?
Well, I will go with Man City. Home to Everton. Man City just looking solid. I don't need to say too much about them. No. I mean, they looking good in the back. They swapping in players like Kolarov and Clichy and Richards and Zabaleta, and they just looking strong. They have a good spine in the back with Hart and Lescott and company.
Yeah, I will go with Liverpool for this week. I feel, you know, they do to have a clean sheet at some point, and they're playing Wolves, who kind of boiling down from the start, so I could see Enrique maybe getting a clean sheet and hopefully setting, because I find Enrique real playing ball and setting men up, but between, you know, Carroll and Henderson and them, and they just ain't taking the chances, you know.
Yes. This week, clean sheet are going with Chelsea home to Swansea. I mean, defensively, they pretty much sorted out. I think Terry and Ivanovic in the middle. I don't think Swansea doing too well. Just scored the first goals home to West Brom, you know, and that was home. Went away to Chelsea. I don't see them scoring, so I looking at Chelsea for the clean sheet.
Well, that's sounding good. So he's saying Liverpool City, Liverpool City, Chelsea.
Yeah, that all big teams.
Yeah.
No cheap defenders.
You don't really need no expertise to be calling them ones there then.
What about the games that will give us goals this week? What games do you think you'll be looking at for goals? Looking around the fixtures for game six.
Well, as he said here, I'm pick Adebayo for captain, and I see that game having a lot of goals. That we're gone home to Tottenham. I mean, I see that game. I see at least 5 goals in that game for sure.
Yeah, I would back that up. I support in that. I mean, you might look at the Arsenal game, but I would say, you know, Spurs, Wigan looking more likely.
All right. Well, and the other game, well, I was looking at Arsenal Bolton for goals too. I mean, like I said before, Bolton defense not looking hot at all. They take 5. The last 7 they went away to Man U. They have Norwich scoring on them. You know, Arsenal will have to be motivated for that game as they're losing points in the league. But at the same time, their defense not looking too good. So I think that'll be a kind of exciting game too. So, and just looking ahead to the next few weeks, I mean, any teams jumping out in terms of fixtures or coming into form that we should be looking at?
I would say Arsenal have the opportunity to chance climb back up the table. They have some nice home games coming up with the Bolton this week, and then in a couple of weeks they have Sunderland. And then they have the London Derby with Tottenham next week, so they should be up for it. So I see Arsenal, this should definitely be the chance.
Yeah, I would say keeping it in North London. I know it's something kind of repetitious, but Spurs again, you know, they have Wigan, they have the Arsenal game, but then they have Newcastle, Blackburn, QPR, Fulham. So, because Spurs had a kind of rough start with United, City, Liverpool. Now they're kind of looking at some easier fixtures now, you know.
And I mean, I think City fixtures, I mean, while not the easiest, they don't really have any big teams coming up to test them too much, so I kind of looking at them as well going forward. You know, to have 2 or 3 City players to me is a must right now.
Yeah, on the opposite, another 2 Everton, next 3 games is Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea. So
run,
yeah, basically.
Yeah, talking about that, you know, so I see City playing Blackburn coming up. So when the season started, I thought Blackburn would be a side who, you know, every week if you can have a man playing them, you're good. But now they're looking stronger. I'm wondering who's the side that's the bubble leader this year to just really advantage every single time they're playing, and I really can't see one.
I can't see a side getting advantage yet myself. I mean, off of the 3 promoted teams, Norwich, Swansea, none of them really looking like they're getting top up yet, you know?
I personally thought that team this year would be Wigan, so So I'm still waiting to see what happened with that. Because I don't think they really add anybody. And I think somebody just waiting to hit Wigan 5 or 6, and it could be this week.
I mean, I think that is about it, you know. And any other thoughts, you know, any podcast, anything?
No, I glad to talk to JDB tonight because that's somebody, team I watched for these past couple years, you know, as a competitor. So it's good to hear, at least hear the voice. I ain't see the face, but I'm looking to deal with that team. It's a couple of teams I watch every day, you know, Omar and Jay Samuel. It's a team called some guy's name is Elon Cooper or something like that.
Yeah.
DC Gunners.
Yeah. I was watching teams at the top every year, so that's the thing men are looking for. As for the men on top of the table right now, watch, listen.
yeah, JDB. Thanks for joining us, you know.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, fellas. It's real nice.
And, you know, good luck, fellas. And we out.
All right.
Later.
Yeah, good night.